This summer, we'll see the FA Disability Cup coming to our screens. It's a great chance for players with a variety of disabilities or sensory impairments to showcase their talents. And indeed, the game itself is growing from grassroots right through to the professional level. We've been talking a lot about blind football and partially sighted football. But to talk a little bit more today, we have with us from the English FA, Baroness Campbell. Sue, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about it.
Now, the English FA has a 3-year project running at the moment. It's Football Your Way, and it really is top to bottom and from the FA inside out. You're looking to sort of improve perceptions of and indeed, you know, expose people more to disability football.
In the past, we've done lots of work and lots of projects, and there have been lots of pioneers in this area, but this is the first time that the Football Association has had one coherent strategy right across from participation right through to our Para England teams, looking at everything from how we can increase participation, how we can develop coaches with better understanding for people with different impairments, how we can develop a more inclusive and wide-ranging talent pathway. And then, of course, at the top, ensuring that our England teams are given the best opportunity to succeed and fulfill their dreams wearing an England shirt. So it's the first time we've done this, put a full strategy together. And alongside that, we felt we needed to look at ourselves as the FA, look at our employment strategies, our culture, our own awareness around disability or different disabilities. So that's going alongside the actual action that we're taking to increase people's opportunities in sport. We're also having a good look at our own culture and our own style of making sure that we've got people involved from every walk of life and with every kind of disability.
We talk a lot about sports on RNIB Connect Radio, trying to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to take up sport or leisure activities. And I suppose what's good about football, which probably needs to be grown as well, is that participation, not just at the professional level, but from the grassroots level for people who want to play for fun, because the benefits aren't just, you know, the health benefits, the physical health benefits. There's so much more about participating, isn't there?
It's not about you all being professional footballers. It's about you enjoying the game. That could be just as simple as playing with someone, a friend in the garden, right through to playing at a club for fun, being introduced to activities and opportunities to get yourself physically active, meet other people, because there's those social connections, really very important for all of us. And also, there is no question that being physically active is really good for you mentally in terms of managing stress, in terms of building relationships with other people and managing your emotions and sometimes your frustrations by being active. So physical activity, sports, football is a great way to, you know, enrich your life.
It's interesting you talk about, you know, from within the FA as well, about employment and so on and training. So I presume you're talking about staff here, but also maybe for those who want to get involved in a game, perhaps more as officials or within the back room as well. Is that part of the strategy too?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think, again, a long way to go on that front. I wouldn't like to give the impression that the work we've done is finished. We're on a journey here. But certainly, we've reviewed, for example, all of our coaching qualifications to make sure they're accessible to anyone and everyone. We're looking at separate modules which might assist coaches who want to work in disability football, but we're also looking at people with disabilities who want to get involved in coaching. We haven't made a huge stride in terms of officiating yet, but that's certainly on the list and we will get there. But we've started very much by trying to address the issues around being a helper, being a volunteer, being a coach, and making sure that those opportunities are accessible to anyone.
And you've got the FA Disability Cup coming up soon. That must be an exciting time. And, you know, there's going to be a lot more media coverage of that as well.
BT do live coverage of the six finals, and the six finals include partially sighted and blind finals, but they also include cerebral palsy, power chair, deaf, and amputee finals. It's an incredible celebration of football and of people. The skill level, the competitive level is incredible to watch. It's fantastic to see. I was there the whole weekend last year, and I defy anybody to say it isn't an incredible spectacle and great competition to watch. BT will cover all of those six finals. It's the largest competition of its kind that is run at the moment domestically in any country. And I think we should be very proud of it. So the finals weekend, which is on the 11th and 12th of June at St George's Park, is a very exciting and really special event for participants and for the people who come to watch.
Also great that BT Sport covering this, as they did with some of the matches last year, they will have audio descriptions. So even, you know, viewers who are blind or partially sighted will get that audio description again, just improving access to the beautiful game.
You will have seen when we produced Football Your Way, we produced it in lots of different formats to make it accessible. And we've just put sensory rooms into Wembley, for example. We're doing lots of things now where we are thinking more broadly and more inclusively than perhaps we have done in the past, and recognising, you know, whether you want to spectate, whether you want to coach, whether you want to officiate, whether you want to play, that's an opportunity we want to give everybody, regardless of any disability they might have or any change, different backgrounds that they may come from.
So just finally, you know, the Football Your Way is a huge project, it's a three-year project, but if people would like to learn more about it or news from the English FA or indeed the Disability Cup, what's the best way to do that?
If you can access the website, you go on to www.englandfootball.com and then /footballyourway, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about what you can access and where you can start to get involved. Or you can simply get a ball and go and play in the garden this afternoon. You know, it's the great thing about football, which I learned as a child, is it's the simplest thing. You don't need hugely sophisticated equipment. You need a ball and sometimes, you know, a couple of coats to create a goal for yourself and you're off. So, you know, it's a wonderful game. It's easy to start and a great game to get yourself fit and well.
So best of luck with Football Your Way and, of course, the FA Disability Cup. We'll be talking more about that near the time. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.